Our second new beginning is a much younger new beginning where Swimmer Caps are about to celebrate their first year in business. Wahi Share Space is literally just a couple of weeks old. And joining me in studio are the co-founders, Michael Hodgson and Dan Bailey. It's billed as a self-storage company with a twist, if I can put it that way. Firstly, welcome. Great to have you both with us.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Pepper. Good to be here.
So, Michael, tell us, in essence, what's the concept of Wahi?
In short, if I'm going to use an analogy, it's probably to say that it's the Airbnb for space. I know it's quite a boring comparison to use, but that's kind of what we are. And we are South African first, so from that point of view, it's quite exciting. So essentially what we do is we connect the people that need space with the people that own space.
We're talking about space to keep things in, to store your bicycles, to store your box of photo albums or whatever it is that there's no room for in your flat?
Yeah, correct. So that's kind of the typical self-storage type model. Mm-hmm. But long-term, I think what we're going to model ourselves on is the marketplace for space. And so that's things like commercial space or storage, and then any other kind of space you can possibly think of.
Okay. Now, Dan, give us an example of how this might work. So person A has what that they can offer on Wahi?
Person A has a spare room, has a garage going, a parking space. I know parking TNC points are a tricky one. They simply come onto our platform, they register, upload their photos of their space, give some detail about the space, what security they have, how often people can access it, mm-hmm. And obviously what rate they want to for the space, and then they list it. And anyone then looking for that space can come onto the website, search through our criteria, find it, put in the date that they want to book it for, message the person and have a discussion about what they're going to actually be listing there so the person knows what sort of storage materials will be there, and then book it and pay through our system. Our system handles the payment. We take the payment, and once the person's happy with the storage space, we then actually pay out the host every month.
Okay. The cynical journalist in me has to ask the question about what is being stored in spaces. Now, how do you know that you're not innocently listing your half of a double garage that you don't use, only to find that boxes of abalone, for example, are being put in there? I hate to ask, but I have to ask.
Yeah, obviously the person will have to specify what they're going to store there, and then on arrival the host should also do an inspection just to make sure that they're happy with the contents. We also do verification checks before anyone lists anything, so we do ID checks, email checks, phone checks, just to start creating sort of that this person is a real person, and we can actually link back to them if anything does go wrong. So we do put the ball into the person, to the actual host court, but we sort of just try to facilitate it.
Okay.
I can add to that. So we say in our T's and C's, we actually specify what things aren't allowed to be stored.
Okay.
So abalone, as an example, would be one of those things.
Yeah.
And we give the host the opportunity, once they connect, to actually check what's being stored. So, you know, if it's biological material or abalone or anything illegal, like, you know, drugs or whatever, they can decline at that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's very early days yet, but can you give us some examples of who's already signed on and what sort of spaces are being offered?
So this week we've actually signed on our first warehouse space. So there's two elements to our business from a revenue point of view. You've got the residential space and the commercial space. Mm-hmm. So we've got some residential space in the way of parkings that Dan spoke about, and also some, you know, rooms and garages and things. And then on the commercial space, where we're marketing that is if a small business importer, as an example, if they need additional space for a short period of time, whether it's a month or two or possibly three, but they don't want to sign a long-term lease with the warehouse owner, we would connect people that already own warehouses that have extra space in that warehouse to a business that needs space, and then we connect the two.
Okay, simple as that.
Yep.
Let's talk about the parking, because it's no joke. If you live in the Atlantic seaboard, you know all about how much you have to pay for a parking space. So
yeah,
there might be some people in the enviable position of having a house with maybe three parking bays, of which they only use one or two. What's the going rate going to be like?
You know, as a marketplace, we do have some benchmarks that we recommend. But at the end of the day, it's up to the market participants to say what the price is going to be. The reality is, if you list your parking space at 5,000 Rand a month, the chances of you getting traction are quite slim. But if, on the other hand, you say, you know, 500 Rand to 1,000 Rand a month, we think you'll get some demand. So what we encourage is that that users go onto the platform and start off quite low. Mm-hmm. And obviously the closer you are to amenities, the higher price you can charge.
Yeah.
So, you know, our job is just to be the platform that makes everything work and connect the users.
Where did the sort of spark that started this whole concept come from? Dan?
Actually, it was with Michael that came to me probably a year ago, or just more than a year ago, with the idea. I'm more the technical person behind mm-hmm. it, and Michael came to me to talk about the idea and how I can help enable it, and we sort of started to get the ball rolling from there. I've got some experience from previous online marketplaces and weddings, and brought that into building this for storage.
Okay, and Michael, was it based on personal experience of frustration in finding space? Where did the
idea
come from?
I think that's what it boils down to is, mm-hmm. you know, I think like any, well, hopefully we are a great business and we'll end up at that point, but it's like any good business story, it starts with identifying a problem. Mm-hmm. And the problems we identified on both sides is that for the renter, which is our term for the person looking for space, it's quite expensive and often you have to travel quite far to find a self-storage facility. And it's quite a fragmented industry as well. And the solution is that, you know, we provide you with a platform to one day hopefully find space that will be close by to you. Mm-hmm. So that's on the renter side. And then on the host side, you are able to monetize space that you already own. And I think in a very difficult economy, mm-hmm. you know, South Africa's in recession. We just experienced 2 quarters of negative growth. So everyone's, you know, disposable income is under pressure, and we give them the opportunity to make money.
You've paid a lot of money for the space. Don't let it sit not making money for
exactly
you.
Exactly right, 100%.
Where do our listeners sign up or come and have a look if they're looking for that elusive parking space in High Level Road? Where do they find you guys?
The website is wahi.co.za, so it's wahi.co.za. And so they simply go onto the website. It's fairly self-explanatory, but essentially you list as a user. And whether you're a host or a renter, you know, you decide what we need people to do currently is list their spaces. And I think what I spoke about earlier rings true for most people is that, you know, they're looking for opportunities to earn an extra income stream. And we give them the platform to do that. So, you know, we want to encourage everyone, whether it's residential or commercial, to go onto the platform, list their space, and then hopefully we can help them make some cash.
Wahi.co.za, and it's spelled Wahi. Thanks so much and good luck to both of you.
Thank you, Pippa.
Michael Hodgson and Dan Bailey of Wahi.